Without Easter, without Jesus physically rising from the dead, the Christian Church has no reason for existence. Only because the Church can point to the empty tomb, only because Jesus lives and reigns through all eternity, can the Church bring the hope of the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting to those who are terrified by their transgressions. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Mary Magdalene and the other women who went to Jesus' tomb to properly prepare him for burial had a real problem. On Friday evening, minutes before the beginning of the Sabbath, they had watched as Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus sealed the door of the tomb with a large rock. Now the tomb was open, and they were afraid of what they would find. Mary Magdalene knew the best people to inform were the leaders of the disciples, Peter and John. She could do nothing, but she thought those two followers of Jesus might have an idea of what had happened. When we have questions, when we are perplexed by the changes and chances of this world, do we also turn to the disciples? Do we turn to the clear truth of God's word? Can we trust that the tomb is indeed empty, and Jesus lives now and forever? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.